Chelsea Winstanley is a long-time film producer. She's known for producing short films, docos as well. She's kindly with us today. And you are probably aware that there's a push at the moment to find people who might contribute to the Māori language version of the Walt Disney Animation Studios iconic film, The Lion King. Great to have you join us on the show again, Chelsea. And I, as I say, you spoke with Ngā Loimata last night, but some might not have heard that kōrero. So it's great to have you with us today, Chelsea. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale. Nam hinui kia koutou katoa.
Well, The Lion King's a classic, isn't it? And when we saw the success of the Māori version of Moana, it just sits so comfortably with our people. The story was awesome. And certainly our kids at Kōhanga Reo, which are some of my mokus are at Kōhanga Chelsea, you know, went down a treat too. So there's no reason why this won't as well. What role you in the audition process, Chelsea, and finding the voices to bring the Māori magic to Lion King?
Yeah, it is Māori magic. That's exactly what happened with Moana and my kids as well. They just absolutely, you know, ate Moana up as many of our whānau did around the motu, and that was a real treat to do that. So it's wonderful to continue that relationship with Disney, and Lion King for us was a deliberate choice to go out with in this next series of films because it enables us to have a pan-iwi film because we're going to celebrate different dialects, which is really exciting. And, yeah, so yesterday we launched our website, matuamedia.nz, where all the audition information is up on the website there, and we're just hoping that, like Moana, it will just attract everyone and anyone just to have a go and celebrate our reo.
It's an interesting process, this, isn't it? I mean, when we are seeking the voice of Moana, who would have thought we'd find it in Hawaii? And when we're looking for the Māori kaimahi, I guess the net can be cast quite wide. Have you had any initial response? I know you've just opened up the opportunity, but does there seem to be a lot of interest in young voices and not so young voices with real Māori skills who want to be part of this?
Well, that's a beautiful thing about Lion King, actually, because it does it, you know, you've got so many different characters and so many different voices. You've got the young Simba, then the adult Simba, and you've got Mufasa and the Chiki Rafiki. You've got all these really neat characters that we can celebrate. And in terms of the uptake and interest, yes, yesterday alone we had over 5,000 views on the website. There's already been some auditions put up. Literally this morning we jumped online and like, wow. So it's so cool. We're just really, really excited. This is, you know, we feel like it's an opportunity for us to have some good news stuff. There's a lot of people hurting out there at the moment, you know, with COVID and things like that. So this is an opportunity to celebrate the unique beauty of who we are as Māori and just how wonderful we are. So we're hoping that this will, you know, yeah, bring people together. But, you know, I just want to actually acknowledge Tweety Waititi and Rob Ruha and Scylla and Rachel House, because really it was the incredible work they did on Moana that has enabled us to continue the relationship with Disney. They were absolutely blown away with what was provided with Moana Reo Māori. So really it's about the quality, eh? So we're lucky. We're really lucky.
Well, we might one day see Mickey Mouse in Māori.
Maybe, or maybe we have our own kia ora, you know?
Hey, look, how many voiceover actors will be needed? I mean, will some people voice multiple characters? Or when you add up the script and the like and the singing, how many voices might you be looking for?
Yeah, well, that's interesting too, because although there's the main characters for sure, and again, you can see on our website there's probably about 10 opportunities there for main characters, but then there's also the chorus. So the lovely thing too about this is we really encourage whānau who are maybe a little bit shy, camera shy perhaps. It's not about having your face on, you know, film or anything. It's actually about your voice, and at the end of the day, it's te reo that's going to win. So please, we just encourage everyone, have a go, because although you might not fit the character for Mufasa, you might be part of our chorus, because there's lots of incredible waiata in that film.
I'm looking forward to it. When is it likely to be recorded, and how far away might a screening be, do you think, Chelsea?
How looking forward to it are you, Dale? Are you going to audition too? We'd love to hear your voice.
Yeah, but my reel's not so sharp.
Well, you know, like we don't want to discourage anyone, actually. So I'm glad you brought that up, because this is an opportunity for us to encourage each other. So all reel levels, it doesn't matter. Give it a go. You know, and the beautiful thing is all these different dialects that are attributed to the characters. You've got Kahununu reo, Taitukuro, Taranaki Tūhoe, Tainui, Naitahu, for Frozen, sorry, as we go down the line. But we've got all these beautiful experts there that have created and translated and really, you know, going to support the whole production. So don't be afraid of your level. We're all on a journey, as I am too. But I can't sing, so I'm not going to try.
Well, food for thought anyway, sis. Thanks for the invite. Hey, Chelsea, on a sad and quite sort of serious note, I hear that you lost a friend in that tragic shooting on set across in the States. It's something that you just would not expect to occur, but it has. And I offer my condolences to you, because I'm led to believe that you knew this Wahine quite well.
Yeah, we actually made a film together a couple of years ago now. So yeah, it's actually quite unbelievable, and everything that's coming out about the tragedy of the story is really about safety on set, and also it's just unnecessary to have live ammunition these days on a set. It just doesn't actually make any sense. So my heart really goes out to her husband and her beautiful 9-year-old son. He went to daycare with our daughter. So, yeah, it's close to home for sure. And I just really, it's quite unbelievable, because it just should never have happened.